Signal poll, majority of Republicans support tariffs. By Hannah Knudsen on April 14, 2025. A majority of Republicans support tariffs, agreeing that it is finally time to balance international trade, a recent Signal poll revealed. 55% of Republicans agree with the statement that we need tariffs to balance our international trade, which has gotten out of balance from the past administration. 30% of independents and only 6% of Democrats agree with that view. A quarter of Republicans said they are not sure I like the idea of tariffs, but I trust the president to do the right thing on international trade. Another 11% of independents hold that view, as do 5% of Democrats. Another 15% of Republicans said that tariffs will raise the cost of goods in the U.S. and cause lingering inflation, which is a bad idea. Most independents and Democrats, 53% and 85%, respectively, agree with that sentiment. The survey was taken April 1 to 3, among 1,500 individuals. It has a +2.51% margin of error. Reciprocal tariffs, again, reciprocal. Back and forth, and we would, I call this kind reciprocal. This is not full reciprocal. This is kind reciprocal, Trump said during the Rose Garden event. We charge them, my answer is very simple, if they complain. If you want your tariff rate to be zero, then you build your product right here in America. Because there is no tariff if you build your plant, your product in America, Trump continued. Likewise to all of the foreign presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, ambassadors and everyone else who will soon be calling to ask for exemptions from these tariffs. I say, terminate your own tariffs, drop your barriers. Watch, Trump announces reciprocal tariffs on all countries, this is Liberation Day. Global markets initially reacted in a frenzy, but this week, Trump warned against being a panican. The United States has a chance to do something that should have been done decades ago. Don't be weak, Trump said in a Truth Social post Monday. Don't be stupid. Don't be a panican, a new party based on weak and stupid people, he advised. Be strong, courageous, and patient, and greatness will be the result. Several countries have since lined up to negotiate with Trump following the historic announcement. Trump made waves last week as well after announcing a 90-day pause and substantially lowered reciprocal tariff during this period for countries that have reached out to negotiate rather than retaliate against the U.S., prompting a Wall Street surge. Trump also upped the ante on China. Based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world's markets, I'm hereby raising the tariff charge to China by the United States of America to 125%. Effective immediately, Trump announced last Wednesday on Truth Social.